We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening. It's a fantastic Friday. And for some of us at work, a frenetic Friday. But we are here for basketball. Just enjoyed the ending or the second half of the first game, which was the boys' game, Unitigo versus Unadilla Valley. Imagine my surprise when I get here with 2 minutes to go before halftime and see that Unadilla Valley was leading the undefeated MAC leaders, Unitigo, by about 6 points. And apparently they had held the lead most of the first half. And then they went three-point crazy and or trying to shoot three-pointers, did not hit them very well. And Unitigo pretty much won with a good balance and really up and down the floor so quickly in a nice, patient offense and some good shooting. So they won that game by the score of 68-55. For those of you wanting to know from either Sydney or Oxford or Green exactly what happened here at Unadilla Valley, well, the Spartans did hold them off 68-55. So we are here for the girls' game, which is the nightcap and senior night here at Unadilla Valley, the home of the Storm. Haven't been here in so long. They still keep good track of what's going on with me. They were able to put a phone line together. And I am courtside. I am actually at the scorer's table and loving life right now because this is going to be a good game, I think. And I hope you agree. It is Unadilla Valley versus Unitigo. Unitigo comes in with the second best record in the MAC at 8-1. Unadilla Valley, of course, losing in comfort behind fashion to Bainbridge Guilford on Tuesday in a game you heard live on CDO. But at 6-3, still very much alive in the hunt for a top four spot for February 15th semifinal matchup against either Unitigo or Harpersville. So 6-3 versus 8-1. Should be a good game tonight. I am counting on it, and I hope you are too. It's going to be great. And we will bring back tonight the informal Super Bowl pool or poll. I'm not sure which it is, but we're going to get some of the Unitigo Spartan boys to come and give us their opinion on who's going to win. They did the same thing last year, and I think they picked the winners, if I remember right. Most of those guys are back for this year. We'll have some fun with that. But it is the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO. That's what gets us started each and every time. Brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and expert service department, give Chambers and O'Hara a call at 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Randy Backus, coach of Unadilla Valley, one of my new Facebook friends, and Greg Bonskowski, the coach of the Unitigo Lady Spartans. We think that both teams, well, the coaches told me both teams are healthy. Their players are raring to go for tonight, and if you are not up here, where there is a good crowd tonight, but if you are not up here and want to just sit back with your favorite beverage and give a listen, well, I'll do the best I can, and I make that promise. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Our rights granted by Section 4, so any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll be back to take a look at both teams more in depth, including some stats for Unadilla Valley, as you're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99 and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more.
McDonald's Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome. Greg Davey here at courtside, and I do mean courtside. Okay. And the guy that took my place while I was in Las Vegas, Harry Graves, is on the other side of the scorer's table, and he might be the guy actually announcing. He did a senior night announcement before we got started. He might be the guy doing the starting lineup, so a little turn of the tables, if you will. Well, as we said, Unadilla Valley comes in hurting from that Bainbridge-Guilford loss. Bob Conway, I don't think I've seen him happier for a win in quite a long time. And his team now in the mix and tied with Unadilla Valley and tied with Oxford, all at 6-3. So three teams chasing that second spot, or the third and fourth spots, I should say. Three teams to try to get two spots. It's the ultimate musical chairs winding down the Mid-State Athletic Conference season. This is the next-to-last game for everybody over the weekend. Unitigo, let's start with them as they're coming in off a win against Afton. And that was on Tuesday night. 53-25 was the score. Never really in doubt on that one. Afton with two league wins, but unable to match up very well with Afton. Casey Manzanero had 15 points and 10 rebounds in that game. Rachel Wessels with her career high, 13 points. And Sarah Menina, even though she had 0 points, I repeat, 0 points, she had 10 assists and 5 steals. So she did not score, but she accounted for at least 20 points and possibly more if they were three-point shots. So nicely done for this group of underclassmen with four captains, no seniors, four junior co-captains, Robin Foster, Kayla Talbot, Casey Manzanero, and Sarah Menina. Three other sophomores on the team, Rachel Wessels, Courtney Bullis, and 6-foot Marissa Woodard. And the other girls, Michaela Reynolds, Desiree Quick on the team, and I think I've got everybody. And their only loss was to Harpersville. That's one of the games that I was gone for on Wednesday, January 11th. Lost that game 57-44. And like most other Harpersville games, the Hornets went out to a big, strong first quarter lead of 21-8. And although it did come, and after that, it was a 36-36 tie. So the Hornets put it decisively into Unitigo in the first quarter. But after that, the Spartans played them even up. It went 7-for-10 in that game from the free throw line. Casey Manzanero led the way with 22 points. Robin Foster had 12. Since that time, though, they defeated Green 51-20. They defeated Sydney 40-29. A low-scoring game for them. They only led 16-6 at the half. They defeated Hancock 57-26. Every quarter in that game, they held Hancock to single digits, and they scored double digits, and then the win against Afton. From here, they play a non-leaguer home against Windsor on Monday the 6th, the rare Monday night game, And then on Wednesday, February 8th, they end their season at Walton in the Walton Gym. So that should be pretty good. No anthem? Okay, well, tonight we won't have an anthem, I think, because the boys had the first game, and I think they did the anthem then. So we'll have a streamlined introduction tonight. 7:45 till the tip-off. That's Unitigo. We've seen them a few times, and their spirit is high tonight. They are all healthy. Coach Bonskowski telling me before the game, we're ready. We think Unadilla Valley can give us a challenge. And while we enjoy the challenges, we want to meet the challenge and get it together. Now, Unadilla Valley, a very interesting story about them, only in that their warm-ups, you know how teams like to do have this solidarity thing? I mean, the guys, a lot of them shave their heads together or something. Girls don't do that, but they have other warm-ups at the bottom on the backside, one team, one heart. And so there's some inspiration there, I'm sure, and a way to have that solidarity and that cohesiveness that good teams always, almost always possess. I've never seen a bad team with cohesiveness, let's put it that way. All right, so about 6:45 to go till that. So we do have stats for Brady Backus's team. We'll talk about those numbers and who's leading in what, and a little bit of contrast with what happened in the BG game. I'll tell you more about that now that I've got the knowledge. As you're listening to the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, before Unitigo meets Unadilla Valley in a MAC girls basketball game live on WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, I'm sure tonight that the jerseys that the girls of Unadilla Valley wear will be a lot easier to detect the numbers compared to what they had on Tuesday night when they visited Bainbridge Guilford. They had purple uniforms, dark, very dark purple, so it wasn't glaring. And the numbers were a little bit darker than the purple uniforms. We'll call it black. And then they had a white stripe underneath the number. And I'm telling you, I was way up on top of the gym at Bainbridge Guilford. Granted, that's a long way away, and my vision's not the best anymore. But those numbers were extremely hard to read. 20 and 22 look similar, especially the, you know, nobody's going to be facing me. They're going to be facing the basket. 11 and 10 looked similar. It got to the point in the second half, I think I had everybody positively and definitely identified, but I went more like by hairstyle than I did by the numbers, it seemed like. But, again, in that game, what happened was, and now that I see the statistics, I understand what they're talking about. I talked to Bob Conway well after the game was over and the interview was done. As I broke down my equipment, we talked a little bit, and he said, I said, what was the deal with Taylor Davis shadowing Randy Conway? And he said they came up with that plan that Taylor Davis, who had 24 points in a recent game, was going to not care about the offense as much. She was going to just attach herself figuratively to Conway the entire time. There were times that Randy just passed the ball into somebody like Abby Smith to bring the ball up and had nothing to do with bringing the ball up, and there was Taylor within 2 feet of her, stride for stride, step for step. It's a unique offense or a unique defensive angle that Brandy Backus came up with, and it almost worked. They had the lead most of the game. Taylor did score 4 points, and they held Randy Conway to nothing but free throws until the very end. She still wound up with 12 points, 8 free throws, but it worked somewhat. But she is averaging 11.5 points a game. So tonight I have the feeling she's going to be back on the offensive part. Has tried a lot of three-pointers, but only 4 for 48. That's 8%. Decent free-throw shooter at 21 for 36, averages 11.5 points per ball game, and she is third on the team with 41 total rebounds, first on the team with 43 steals. So I guess if you're going to have a defensive gem or expert, she would be it at this, based on these stats. Jordan Anderson had a real good first half. She scored 12 points all in the second quarter, added 4 for 6 free throws in the second, in the third quarter, and that was it, 16 points. She was scoreless in the fourth quarter. But she is the leading scorer at 14.9 a game, second on steals at 42. Amanda Off, she's the taller girl. She's got had 11 points in the BG game. She is averaging 13.4 points per ball game. You ready, Neil? All right, we're going to have an announcement of starting lineups live on CDO with Harry Graves.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this evening's game between the Unitego Lady Spartans, coached by Greg Bonskowski, and the UV Lady Storm, coached by Brandy Backus. Starting lineups tonight for the Unitego Spartans, number 12, Robin Foster. Number 13, Kayla Talbert.
Talbert.
Number 14, Casey Manzanero. Number 22, Sarah Menina.
All four of those girls, juniors and quad captains.
And number 33, Marissa Woodard. And the rest of the Lady Spartans.
You're going to take them in their green uniforms with black numbers and letters.
For the hometown Lady Storm, number 5, Corin Izzard. Number 10, Taylor Davis. Number 13, Amanda Off. Number 20, Morgan Wideman. And number 22, Jordan Anderson, and the rest of the UV Lady Storm, coached by Brandy Backus.
All right. So Unadilla Valley doing what the teams in the 70s used to do, and that is have some of the jerseys are different numbers in the home jersey than the away jersey. So that is an interesting take. And we will use that handheld mic at halftime to do our annual informal Super Bowl pool. It is an amazingly accurate system. We'll have Unitego Spartan boys come on for at halftime and predict the winner, the score, why the team they choose is going to win, and pick the MVP. MVP's not always been accurate, but the scores, year in and year out, the scores of the, or the winners of the game have been surprisingly accurate. All right, here we go. Girls basketball time. Settle in, enjoy. Here we go, and Storm take over the ball to start the game. And I got to get used to some slightly different numbers here in the home side. An off-white uniform for Unadilla Valley, and they're going right into their half-court deliberate offense, and a steal off the leg, but right back into the hands of Taylor Davis, who misses. Amanda Off gets the rebound, kind of backs up a bit, and she scores first. And we are quickly underway with the 2-0 UV lead. Unitiga going to my left in the darker half of the gym, which on the radio means absolutely nothing, but I just want to let you know. To my left is the darker side. And driving in, a shooting is number 14, Casey Manzanero. And going right to the basket to draw the foul. Foul will be on Corin Izzard. She's a sophomore. So we're getting the first of everything out of the way right now. 7:16 to go in the first time at the line for Casey Manzanero. Apologize, I didn't get more of the stats in for Unadilla Valley. We'll do that as we go along in this game. No stats available for Unitigo, except what's on the court right now. And Casey Manzanero makes the first of two free throws. She will typically get to the line quite a bit. Second shot is off the mark. Going sneaking inside for a rebound is Robin Foster, but it taps off her hands, and it'll be Storm's ball. Moving to my right and the brighter side. First minute still not complete. Jordan Anderson to Amanda Off, down low, unsuccessful for Morgan Weidman, off her hands and out of bounds. A couple of turnovers to get us started after a UV basket by Amanda Off on an offensive rebound, and one for two at the line by Casey Manzanero. Sarah Medina, she'll have the ball in her hand quite a bit. Shot from the outside by Talbot. She misses, or make that Foster, I'm sorry. Looks like 12 and 13 are going to be hard to see for Unitigo tonight. They also have very dark uniforms. Amanda Off from the elbow, and Amanda Off is feeling on right now, no question about it. Two for two on her shooting, 4-1. Starting off for the Lady Storm, who are playing zone against Unitigo. Spartans move the ball quite well. Talbot, to the middle of the key, missed on the shot, was blocked out by the official. Storm with the three-point lead. Off, tries to pass and is denied that capability by Kayla Talbot. Good steal by the junior. Over to the right side, a three-point bomb put up and missed by Manzanero. And as Taylor Davis is driving down, she is fouled before she can get off the shot by Kayla Talbot. That'll be the first of both for Unitigo. Talbot's first and the first team foul. So the inbounds comes to Jordan Anderson. Boy, was she hot in the second quarter of the BG game. From the outside, shot put up by Corin Izzard. Missed. Woodard rebounding along with Amanda Off. They were tied up. It's possession arrow time, and because UV won the tap, by process of elimination, that's got to be Unitigo's ball. 5:47 to go, first quarter, 4-1. Storm lead. Unitigo looking for their first field goal. Marissa Woodard, the turnaround off the glass. Nope, not going to even hit the rim. Another tie-up. That time the defense is rewarded, and the Storm will get the ball. So Jordan Anderson right up the middle of the floor. She's going to drive it, take it all the way in. The scoop to the hoop is good. So Anderson called her own play, tapped herself on the head. As she brought the ball up, that might be the sign that she's going to take it down through the paint. There's a tap and a near steal by Davis. No, Davis does steal it. Off the backboard, no good. Put up by Anderson. Good place to be. A pair of buckets for Off and Anderson. And it's an 8-1 lead. On senior night, the Storm going to town. Shot by Talbot outside off the back of the rim. Woodard tries for the rebound. Foster actually saved it, but flipping the pass back, it eluded everybody. And UV will take back over and a short timeout asked for by Craig Bonskowski. 4:52 to go in the first quarter. It's 8-1, Unadilla Valley leading Unitigo. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, Coach Bond calling the first timeout of the game, a 30-second. That's typically what happens in these games. Unadilla Valley with the ball and a 7-point lead. Spartans without a field goal, just one free throw by Casey Manzanero. Jordan Anderson is in the double team in the corner, gets it off to Amanda Off. She drives in with a little bit of a stumble, but gets the job done. Amanda Off with three baskets, and UV is off and running, 10-1. Still early in the game. Manzanero drives in, little runner off the rim. Battle for the rebound. It is Taylor Davis right up the right side for Davis, crossing over in the paint. Bounce pass. Took it, taken away. Davis got it back, lays it up, and is fouled. And the foul is on Marissa Woodard. That's her first. Team's second. So in between free throws, we'll have a substitution. It's Taylor Davis at the line to shoot two. She makes the first one. At the line this year, she's 21 for 36, 58% coming into this game. One more and she'll sneak up to the 60% mark. But this one will not go. Amanda Off did not quite have position for the rebound. Robin Foster did. And up come the Spartans with the basketball. Talbot stops at the foul line after one dribble. Well, nobody took her, so she takes the shot, misses. Anderson, rebound in stride, up the left to the crossing over, zips a pass in there for Taylor Davis, who could not get a shot off based on that pass. And there's a steal by Menina, first of the night. She had five in the win against Afton. There's a three-point bomb. It's good. So, or is it inside? All right, thank you. One benefit of being at the scorer's table, I find out right away. It was a two-pointer. Foot was on the line as she took the shot, but a nice wire-to-wire move by Sarah Menina, the steal and the shot. So they have 3 points total with a free throw. So it's 11-3. And another turnover, this time suffered by Unadilla Valley. So Spartans back to it at 11-3 with 3:16 to go in the first quarter of play. Cross court to Menina. She is wide open. Left side just as good as the right, except this one is behind the line. And Sarah Menina, who was scoreless against Afton, has hit her first two shots. 5 points in all, 11-6. Shot from the outside by Anderson, just off the mark. Menina against the 2-3 zone. Talbot around the defense, backs it out to Menina. Is she going to take it again? No, she's going to take it to the basket. She runs into a roadblock, Corinne Izzard. And the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Spartans' ball. Talbot comes out. Now, there was Michaela Reynolds, a junior, has gone into the ball game. She gets the inbounds pass, but it goes off her hands. The pass into Foster goes over her head, so some sloppy play by the Lady Spartans. Negate what has been a little bit of a hot hand with Sarah Menina making a 2 and a 3 in consecutive times down the court. 11-6, less than 2.5 minutes to go. Davis from three-point range gets it blocked by Reynolds. Good timing there. And up the court comes Casey Manzanero. To Menina, fakes the three, goes to Manzanero. She'll take the three, that's around the rim and no good. Boxed out is Izzard. Outlets to Davis, and here she comes. First on the fly, and then she'll stop, and they'll run a half-court set. Anderson, right side to Davis. Double-team quickly inside Anderson. She's double-teamed as well. Davis to the baseline, kicked out to Off. Off shovels the pass into Anderson. The turnaround is no good. Ball going out of bounds. It should be the Storm's ball, and it is. 1:51 to go in a quick-moving first quarter. If you're just tuning in, Unadilla Valley girls hosting Unitigo. Following the boys' Unitigo win over UV here, 68-55. Anderson inbounds for the Storm. Fresh 30-second clock. Wide open is Davis, but an air ball. Is somebody going to save it? Well, somebody tried, Jordan Anderson, but she ran out of room. But if you're just tuning in, the Lady Storm went out to an 11-1 lead. It's now 11-6 with a minute 40 to play in the opening quarter. The Storm continue that 2-3 zone. Shot from the outside, Manzanero missed. Menina was waiting on the weak side in case there was a rebound, but she got out, jumped. Anderson in transition to the right side. It's Davis, long range, missed it. Rebound, Foster. She's playing center now with Marissa Woodard out of the game. Menina running the offense to the right for Manzanero. 15-footer rolls off the rim, off with a rebound. And the outlet to Taylor Davis, and finally Jordan Anderson with the basketball. Unitigo playing just a carbon copy defense of what the Storm is playing against Unitigo. So it's a 2-3 zone versus 2-3 zone. Off trying to force a pass inside. It went off somebody's leg, but it's kept alive. Storm has it. Anderson down the key. And before she can dish a pass off, she is fouled with a push. And that's going to go against Rachel Wessels. The sophomore picks up her first. That's the third Spartan foul. Our first sub, predictably for Unadilla Valley, is number 14, Jen Elliott. She wore 15 on Tuesday night. Amanda Off, meanwhile, who hasn't shot in a while, gets it back together. She's got four baskets in this quarter, 8 points. Menina, down the lane she goes. And the reaction from the crowd, if you heard that, is because Corin Izzard looked like she had a clean block. I think most of the fans agree it was a clean block. I think Sarah even agreed it was a clean block because she smiled. But she's smiling at the line now, making the first of two free throws. 6 points for Menina. She's made a 1, a 2, and a 3 in her last three tries. 13-7. 33 seconds to go. Second shot just as clean as the first. So half a dozen for Menina. 13-8. Storm led by as much as 10. They lead now by 5. They can not quite play for the last shot. Davis dumps the pass into Off. And on the turnaround, Amanda is fouled by Robin Foster. So four Unitigo players, each with a single discretion. Or indiscretion, I should say, a foul. Off at the line to shoot two. Her first one is up and good. Now, this was something that in the second half abandoned the UV Storm again in their game against PG. They missed in the fourth quarter and missed opportunities. Missed shot, second shot by Amanda Off makes it 14-8, 19 seconds to go. Storm have led all the way. Manzanero, cross-court pass to Menina. She's in the three-point area left side. Tries the left side. Say, leave her alone. She'll shoot. This time she misses. 6 seconds to go. Offensive rebound inside. Missed by Rachel Wessels, but she earns a trip to the charity stripe. As she was fouled by Jen Elliott. And again, Jen Elliott's like a couple of the other girls, Taylor Davis and Corin Izzard, wearing different uniform numbers than they did on Tuesday night. They have different home and away numbers. Some of the girls don't. Some of the girls are the same. Rachel Wessels makes the first of two. And the second one is waved off. I have never seen this year more free throws waved off than I have this year. It's amazing. I'm going to put that little V down for violation. So 4 for 6. And there's a buzzer-beater attempt by Jordan Anderson. Down the right side she came. Missed it. But the Storm, an impressive first quarter run, especially in the first 3 minutes when they went out to the 11-1 lead. They are still ahead at 14-9. We end the first quarter. Good game here at Unadilla Valley and a fantastic Friday before the Super Bowl. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
CDO coming in 8-1 in second place in the MAC. Unadilla Valley at 6-3 and tied in a three-way tie for third place right now. Spartans start the quarter with the ball but not getting things easily accomplished, and a steal and a roll of the ball up to Taylor Davis from Jordan Anderson. The hanging jumper misses. Rebounded quickly by Menina. She's not going to waste time. She's right up the right side. Into the corner. Shot. Score. And again, that number so hard to see. Number 15, Rachel Wessels, with her first field goal. And 3 points for her. 14-11. Spartans have used patience to get back in the ballgame after trailing by 10. Anderson down low to Michaela Fowler, who's in the game for the first time. She'll kick it back out, and Anderson for three, missed it short. Rebound chance for Elliott, but she's going to commit what looks like her second foul. And both teams with four on the board. Morgan Weidman comes back in the ballgame. She sat down in the late first quarter in favor of Jen Elliott. Now they switch places. And the Storm with a 2-3 zone defense. Down, nice pass dumped underneath for Manzanero. Missed it. Follow-up by Manzanero is missed. And Unadilla Valley is denied Unitigo much inside presence. Really packing in to the paint. Nice give and go underneath. Oh, Anderson takes a tumble. But Davis picks up the loose ball alertly. Missed it. Fowler, the second chance. No, she's traveling. Called by the trail official who had the better angle at it. I thought maybe there might have been a foul at the first shot. So 14-11, Spartans have worked it back to a three-point deficit. Kayla Talbot in the game. Cross court to Menina. This will tie it up, and it does! Sarah Menina, 9 points to lead all scorers now. Actually tied with Amanda Off. And a foul on Unitigo's possession. Called on Menina, and she'll be the fifth player to have a foul for Unitigo. And our first tie of the ball game is at 14. So the Storm a little stalled right now in the offensive set. Anderson, nice pass inside to Amanda Off, and that's a good basketball play. 11 points for Amanda Off. Good assist by Jordan Anderson. And Sarah Talbot, lost without the dribble out front, goes to, boy, my gosh, Casey Manzanero put up quite a shot, way over-muscled off the backboard. Storm can benefit. Down on their end right now, 5:49 to play in the first half for Anderson. Going to back off her a little bit. She's only taken one three-pointer and missed it. Davis down in the corner for Anderson. And lost it, but then again, so did Manzanero. I thought Casey had a steal, and she fell down, lost possession of the ball. So Weidman comes out. Brittany Fairchild, the senior, number 32 on senior night, 10-4 UV. There's Fairchild with 2 seconds out of the shot clock, trying a desperation three. Almost made it, too. Spartans had it tied at 14 after trailing 11-1. They now have a chance to tie it again. Wessels passes over to Talbot. Streamline, and we have our first lead change. Kayla Talbot, don't know why I said Sarah. Kayla Talbot. My apologies. Anderson to Davis in the left corner. Down underneath, off with a nice move to the hoop, and it won't go. Davis with an offensive rebound, and it won't go. Just off the rim. That's two in a row for UV. The ball rolled off the rim after looking like it was going to go in. 17-16, Spartans by one. Kayla Talbot to Sarah Menina. Manzanero in the right corner. And in traffic, Manzanero puts it up between two. Wasn't going to go. In transition again with Anderson. Throwing it up there. There was a block. And Anderson finally gets up. Menina trying to beat her to the punch. Pass inside and off the hands of Manzanero. So Casey's had some dropsies in those hands in the first half. She plays with so much energy. Sometimes that does her in, trying to move too fast for where the ball is. 17-16, Spartans. Anderson tries to push through a double team, and that's going to cost her as she not only lost the ball in her possession, but she tried to get the ball back and commits her first personal foul. Jordan Anderson with one. Five per team fouls for Unadilla Valley Storm. 4:08 to play in the first half. A lot of whistles blowing, but I still feel like it's an up-tempo game. Long shot from the outside. Oh, my goodness. It looked like it went, but it didn't. Fell right short at the base of the rim. Anderson going back door. Pass didn't have enough oomph on it, and it's collected by Kayla Talbot. Comes down, comes to a stop, passes to Foster. Off the rim, no good. Amanda off with a rebound, and she stumbles to the floor. They do get control of the basketball. Anderson over half court, and Coach Brandy Backus wants a short timeout. We've got 3:33 left till halftime. Lots of basketball to play. 17-16. Unitigo with their first lead of the ball game. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Unadilla Valley Storm trying to regain the lead. Amanda Off, who had had a hot shooting night, or has had one so far, missed from from the baseline. Didn't appear to be her kind of shot. So Unadilla Valley setting back up in their defense, with Michaela Fowler back in the ballgame, and Amanda Off now playing at a wing on that 2-3 defense. Menina wide open left side, but Unadilla Valley scrambles back to get to her. Shot from the outside missed by Talbot. And the rebound down to the Storm. Anderson, oh, she had a pass to the right wing. Davis was cutting to the hoop. Anderson passed it as if she were cutting to the corner, just the opposite. So another turnover. Both teams seem like they're going a little too quickly for their own good. There's been some good basketball plays when it's been half-court sets, though, I will say that. Sarah Menina, who had a hot hand for a while, too. Passed inside Manzanero, trying to go low post for Foster, and eludes right by her, right through her hands. Taylor Davis for Unadilla Valley. Around Foster. 16-footer. Bank shot. Good. Taylor Davis with her first field goal. She's got three. And we've got another lead change. And that's going to be hard because I have a U and a UV I got to put on there. Menina for three. Trying to get back to the lead. No good. Ball bounced in. Nobody wants it. Manzanero's going to hustle in to get it. Or no, that wasn't her. That was... Sorry, that was number 13, Kayla Talbot. When the referee blocks me out, and I can't read the numbers well anyway. Well, number 21 is in the game. That's Michaela Reynolds. And Marissa Woodard has gone back into the ballgame. Reynolds recently with a season-high 12 points against Deposit in a makeup game a little over a week ago. Fairchild, double team, off to Anderson at the foul line. To off, that's her spot, and it's not good this time. It just spun out. 18-17. UV by two. Manzanero misses from the left corner. And Fairchild rebounds for Unadilla Valley, right off to Jordan Anderson. 1:28 to play. High post off to the corner. Davis back to Anderson. Anderson down low for number 20, Morgan Weidman, her first basket of the game. A nice time to hit it. And now a three-point lead, 20-17. Talbot to Manzanero. Long pass to Menina. Underneath Woodard, right through her hands and picked up by Fairchild. Nice pass, Anderson off to Davis. Should be a layup. It is. Davis has five, 22-17. Storm by five. Under a minute to play in the first half. Back and forth we go. Menina challenging that 2-3 defense to the right side. Cross court to Manzanero. Down underneath for Reynolds. The six-footer missed. Rebound Woodard puts it back up off the glass and good. Marissa Woodard with her first bucket makes it 22-19. Half a minute to play in the first half. 22-19. Good game. Davis in the right corner. Menina does not take it any for granted. Wipes the pass away, but Weidman inside. Almost an impossible angle. I say almost because she made the shot. That was not conventional. Down underneath to Manzanero from Menina. No good. Amanda off with the rebound. 8 seconds to go. They've got a chance, the Storm do, to score again. Davis drives in. Foul line jump shot. They say she traveled. Her foot slipped ever so slightly as she tried to make the decision. Her decision was to shoot. It went in, and oh, that's agony to take that away. 24-19, Manzanero at the buzzer. No good, but the Storm, who led by 10 early, surrendered the lead not once but twice. Now lead 24-19. We've got a really good ball game here. We'll have the Morabito halftime report, and most prominently, our informal and annual Super Bowl pool. We'll find out what the kids from Unitigo think about who's going to win the Super Bowl. Stick around. It's worth checking out because this is all on the off the cuff. So you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of Live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We're specialists in you, Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert Design Care Associates.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. We're time for the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDO, sponsored by Maravito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And a quick recap of this game. Unadilla Valley shot out to an 11-1 lead with the Spartans taking their time, getting back into it with a good half-court set. Took a quick lead, and then Unadilla Valley got it back, and we are at 24-19 Storm leading. And their leading scorer is Amanda Off with 11 points. Taylor Davis has 5. Morgan Weidman, 4. Jordan Anderson, 4. For the Spartans, Sarah Menina with 9 points to lead the way, including 2 3-pointers. Kayla Talbot has a 3. Casey Manzanero held to just 1 free throw so far. Rachel Wessels has 3. And Marissa Woodard has a basket for 2. Spartans are 4 for 6 from the line, including 1 violation taken away. Unadilla Valley, 2 for 4. All right, I've done this ever since 1986, before these guys were even thought about. And what it is the informal Super Bowl pool. And I'm going to give these guys a quick indoctrination. For many, many years, I have asked the Friday night before Super Bowl, Sunday, who's going to win the game, what's the score going to be, why are they going to win, and what the score of the game is going to be, and who the MVP is going to be. I've had funny answers before, but by and large, the guys, including last year's Unitigo guys, none of you guys were. Yeah, Tyler Butler was part of it. He picked it out last year. But it was like pulling teeth to get him here. This year I asked for guys and I get 5. All right. First of all, your name is?
Philip Youngs.
Okay, Phil. You feeling better, I assume?
I feel great.
Good. All right. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
The Giants.
Are you a Giants fan?
No, not at all.
Okay. Who do you like?
The Dolphins.
Okay. All right. A little closer to the.
My bad.
There you go. No, don't worry about it. You're not rapping, so you're a kid.
All right.
What's the score of the game?
24-21.
Ooh, and who's going to be MVP?
Keem Nix.
Oh, okay. All right, they're going with a receiver core. Not Manning, but Nix.
No.
Okay. You got anything else to say about the Giants winning this one in your prediction?
No. You're
going to be close all the way, though?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We come down to the King game. Next is?
Travis Woods.
All right, Travis. By the way, you guys won tonight 68-55. When I got here, you were trailing, so I am your good luck charm. Who's going to win the game?
Giants.
What score?
14-7.
Oh, total defense. All right, and MVP?
Hakeem Nix.
And why is it going to be such a low-scoring game? Don't say great defense, because that's easy.
Yeah.
That's too easy. But, I mean, who's going to, like, is Pierre Paul going to be the difference? Who's going to be a difference maker in this game?
I say the DNs for the Giants are going to try to get the
Brady?
Brady.
Okay, interesting. All right, who's next? I appreciate it, Travis. Thank you.
My name is Quinn Barnhart.
Yeah, he scaled down the afro, the 70s afro. I appreciate that because I had the same look when I was in the 70s. So who's going to win the game?
Giants.
Giants, what score?
35-32.
Oh, we got a shootout. All right, who's going to be MVP?
Victor Cruz.
All right, why?
Because he can salsa dance.
Will he salsa dance in the end zone if he gets one, he catches one? All right, sounds good. All right, who's next?
We got Tyler Butler.
Tyler Butler, a returning prognosticator. He was correct last year, I believe, in picking the Packers. I believe he was. He might not have been. Did you pick the Steelers? You did. Okay, all right. And we have archives to prove it. So who's going to win the game?
I have the Patriots winning 34-21.
34-21, so not close, not very close. What's the difference in the game going to be?
Tom Brady and all his receivers.
Okay. Can you name more than one? Besides Wesley Welker?
We got Wes Welker, Deion Branch, Edelman.
Will Chad Ochocinco step on the field this year?
Probably not.
Okay, because I know he's injured. Gronkowski, are you going to be a factor?
Yeah, he's going to be a big factor.
Okay.
Nobody's going to body up with him.
Okay, so we have, all right, a dissenting opinion. And MVP is going to be who?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, okay. And finally, the man who says he's made for radio.
Yeah, Dan Shelton.
All right, Dan.
All right. I have the Giants winning 27-21.
You're the first guy I got to turn this down for. Okay, who do you have again?
Giants 27-21.
Okay, is it going to be close all the way, or is it going to they going to hang?
Yeah,
on
it's
going to
gonna be close. Eli Manning is definitely going to be
MVP.
Definitely going to be a big factor in the fourth quarter, and all the Giants receivers and the Patriots.
Okay. Okay, now you're a wide
defense.
Receiver, right?
Yeah.
In football, so you kind of lean toward that.
Yeah.
Butler's a quarterback, so he leaned toward Brady.
Yeah.
Okay. And who's going to make the decisive play in this game?
I think it's going to be Victor Cruz.
Victor Cruz,
yeah.
Number 80. Okay. Well, you guys, it's what, 4-1, I think, Giants? We'll see. I hope so. I hope you guys are right, because I want them to win, too. But Akeem Nicks, they had two votes for MVP. We had Eli Manning, Tom Brady, and who was the other one that... And Victor Cruz, that's right. All right, thanks, guys. We'll see what happens. We have this on archives forever. So at their 20-year reunion, they can find out, they can show everybody and tell everybody that they were right. Or, in Butler's case from last year, they were wrong. But last year, I think they picked the Packers, but Butler picked the Steelers. I might be wrong. But it's a lot of fun, and we've been doing that since 1986. I'll never forget the first year I did it, a kid picked the Giants to beat the Broncos in the Super Bowl, and I said, who's going to be MVP? He said, Walter Payton. Turned out to be, it was Scott Scavo, and he was one of the smartest kids in that class. So that was kind of funny. So a minute and a half to go. Let me recap the scoring again. Unitico with 19 points, led by Sarah Menina with 9. They have three three-pointers in the game. That was one of the ways they got back in the ball game. Kayla Talbot has 1, and Sarah Menina has 2. And Unitico is 4-for-6 from the free throw line, including 1 taken away with a lane violation. Unadilla Valley is led by Amanda Off, who has 11. Taylor Davis with 5. Morgan Wideman, 4. Jordan Anderson with 4. 24 points on 2-for-4 shooting, 11 two-pointers. We will take our final short break and be back for the second half. Unitico versus Unadilla Valley Storm and the Spartans. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back live. Thank you, Maravito Energy Products, for our halftime sponsorship on our fun, informal Super Bowl pool. Unitico goes to work to start the second half, and they work the ball around nicely to their best inside threat, Marissa Woodard, and she misses the shot. So the Storm, leading by 5, get their first possession. Jordan Anderson, Taylor Davis, Cora Nizzard, Amanda Off, and Morgan Wideman. Shot put up by Davis in the right corner. Missed it. She hustles for her own rebound and did a nice job because she was able to kind of whack it off of Woodard's leg to keep the possession alive for the Storm. Nice job, Jordan Anderson. She didn't give up on the shot but missed. And it comes to Izzard, to Davis. Open as Wideman, but she had to catch the ball first. She had to go back and get it. Davis for 3, straight up, missed it, and to the left corner it goes, saved by Izzard. Boy, Storm is out hustling, and Amanda Off got poked in the eye, and Jordan Anderson goes up and in traffic scores, while Brady Backus is saying, wait a minute, my player's hurt. She got jabbed in the eye inadvertently by Kayla Talbot, and to her credit, Talbot kind of stopped. She did stop, and just she felt bad about it. So it's either a contact problem or just a plain jab in the eye, and Off will have to come out. But it, to my knowledge, and they will count it, yes, Jordan Anderson does get credit for the basket. And the foul will be called on Sarah Menina. Check that. Marissa Woodard, who has her second. And so Brandy Backus was really upset that they didn't stop the clock, but Jordan Anderson scores a three-point play. So all in all, not a bad trade-off. There's Manzanero, who has been held without a field goal in the first half. That changes with her first shot of the second half. She hits one of those classic running 12-footers that she likes to do, the stop and pop. Gets it to go. Back to the Storm, and Weidman misses on the turnaround. Bank shot that just went off the front of the rim. 27-21. Manzanero, ball gets basically stuck in the rim, between the rim and the backboard. It didn't stick permanently. It stuck and then came down, and the officials are told when it sticks there for even more than a second, you have to, it has to be a possession arrow. And as luck would not have it for Unitigo, Unadilla Valley gets the basketball by virtue of the 50-50 rule. So 27-21, Storm, who led by as much as 10 very early in the game, have gotten back up to a six-point lead. Pass in for Weidman off her hip, and out of bounds it goes. So at 6:18, right back to the Spartans. I would really not want to be a turnover stat keeper right now because it's been crazy with turnovers. Nice play by Manzanero going through traffic, but missed the righty layup from right down the middle. Now she tries to steal the ball back, but as she wheels on her backside, that's going to be a travel. That's been allowed way too long anyway. I mean, that's going to be a travel in the purest sense of basketball. But for so long, that's been ignored by officials. They didn't ignore it this time, and Brandy Backus wants a timeout to settle things down. The turnovers are bonkers. 27-21, 6:03 to go. UV leads Unitigo in the third quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Sure enough, we are back, and Jen Elliott has checked into the ballgame for Unadilla Valley. Taylor Davis has the ball on the right wing up to Elliott. And it's when I get a second, I'll describe the offense. It's basically 4-on-4 right now. Shot by Taylor Davis misses. And there is a turnover, but let me describe it. Jordan Anderson stood by half court on the far side in that little corner, and Sarah Menina stood with her. It was basically 4-on-4 in a unique box and one or something. I'm not sure, but you hardly ever see that anymore in basketball, and especially in girls' basketball. But Unitigo trying to get back in it, trailing by 6. Inside, Marissa Woodard off the glass. Good. Very good entry pass that time, and Woodard with the basket. Like to give credit where it's due. I'm not sure who made the pass. I think it was Kayla Talbot. 27-23 with 5:18 left in the third. Davis trying to run a play with Fowler. Goes in and misses the layup. Woodard with a rebound, then off her hands. Picked up by Manzanero, and she leads it off to Kayla Talbot. Talbot waits for Manzanero. Back and forth they go. Talbot cross court to looking for Menina, but it's off of Morgan Weidman, who nearly had a steal and a breakaway layup. So 27-23 with under 5 minutes to go. Third quarter of action. Menina to the right side for Talbot. Three-point shot short. Goes after the rebound, but Anderson beats her there. It's a two-on-two. Anderson, the stop, the pop off the backboard, no good. Rebound Menina, and she's on the fly. A pass up ahead to Woodard. She has to come back to get it. Now passes to Manzanero to Talbot. To the left side for Menina. Open for three. Swish! Sarah Menina with her third three-pointer of the ball game, 27-26. We are in an intense basketball game, folks. Elliott to Fowler. The turnaround is good. Michaela Fowler with her first basket. Good play by the Storm to get a basket right back, 29-26, and they almost stole it away from Casey Manzanero. Good protection of the ball to Talbot. Now back to Manzanero for three. It's short. Rebound Fowler. Bounce pass back to Elliott, and here come the Storm. 29-26, under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Boy, I came up Route 8 yawning tonight thinking, I am very tired, but anything but tired now. This is a great ball game. Shot by Taylor Davis on the left baseline. Misses. Woodard controls for Unitigo and hands it off to Casey Manzanero, who has been held to 3 points. She's averaging about 15 a game. The turnaround for Foster at the elbow. It's good! Robin Foster with her first basket of the ball game, and we're at 29-28, UV by one. Nice pass by Anderson down low on the block to Weidman, and the turnaround is no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. Great pass by Anderson. I love her court presence. She knows where her teammates are and how to get the ball to them. And the foul is called on Marissa Woodard, and that is three. So there's a red flag up our first three foul person. Morgan Weidman at the line makes her first. UV was just 2-for-4 in the first half. Weidman 4-for-9 coming into this game. She's hardly been at the line, but she makes both shots. 6 points for Weidman. UV back up by three, 31-28, 3:15 to go in the third quarter of play. Unadilla Valley's awesome gymnasium. A little dark on one side, but other than that, I love this gym. Cross court to Talbot. Talbot thought about a bounce pass inside. Thought better of it. Now she goes to Manzanero, and from behind, Weidman reaching in with the arm for the hold. And at the 2:59 mark, Morgan Weidman picks up what looks like her first personal foul. And that's the first foul called on the Storm in this half. Menina will inbound. No one to pass to, and Menina just wants a timeout. But it's going to be a short one. We'll take a break. We'll stay right here because the next game on my radar is Tuesday, February the 7th, as the Sydney boys still trying to get into the, trying to solidify their top four standing, will have to beat Green to do it. And that game will be on Tuesday night, senior night at Sydney. People going, hey, you chose Sydney boys again. That'll be four games in five different boys games. You chose Sydney four times in that group. But they've always had the challenging games to play. Unitigo, Bainbridge Guilford. The other night was Oxford, a one-point win. So Green could be just as intense. We'll be there Tuesday night, 7:15 start time, 7 o'clock, Chambers and O'Hare tip-off show. So the inbounds play is done successfully, but the bounce pass for Foster and a tie-up leads to a 50-50 ball, which, again, is in favor of Unadilla Valley. So I guess in this case, the defense did earn it. I'll say it again. Bring back the jump ball. It will not delay the game any more than the alternate possession. All right, Taylor Davis from the left baseline. That one looked in, but it spun out. Spartans again with a chance to tie or get within one. Kayla Talbot at the top of the key. Left side for Menina. They don't let her shoot. Goes to Talbot, top of the key to the right side for Casey Manzanero. Cross court to Menina. Can she fire it up? She does, but it's short. Into the corner it goes. Can it be saved? Oh my goodness, it is saved. Good play. By Michaela Reynolds. I want to get her props for hustling in. But a push against Michaela Fowler gives her her first foul. And she fouled Casey Manzanero. And this will be a two-shot situation. Casey 1-for-2 so far from the line. She scored the first point on the free throw and makes her second free throw in three tries, 4 points in all. Kayla Talbot comes out. Replaced by Rachel Wessels. 2:14 left. Stone cold, quiet Jim. And a ball that went off the guy wire, but was not noticed. Almost went in. That would have been controversial. 31-29, 2:08 to play. Davis gave up her dribble. Needs some help. And almost a five-second call. Jen Elliott, a runner inside. Missed on the weak side. Weidman could not hit it. I think she was surprised that she had it. A little too much energy on that shot. Menina back to Manzanero. She's open, but spinning in. And as she's falling down, gets rid of the ball into the hands. Anderson down the floor. She did not make the steal, but she's going to draw a foul, getting to the basket on transition. The clock stops with 1:42 left. Sarah Menina with her second personal foul. That'll be the third Unitigo foul. Anderson short on the shot. Jordan Anderson with 7 points. Amanda Off had 11 early and has not scored since, but she got poked in the eye, and she's back in there now, though. Anderson makes the second shot. She's got 8. It's a 3-point lead again for U of E. Spartans, everything they can handle with this Storm team, who's now got the press on. Menina to Manzanero. Back to Menina. She lost track of the ball and recovered by Elliott to Williams, or Anderson, quickly into Amanda Off. And she is pushed from the side by Michaela Reynolds. Her first and 4 team fouls now in Unitigo. Davis beyond the arc to Anderson. Not very tall, so she's limited in certain scopes, but she sees the court very well. Taylor Davis, running jump shot, missed it, got her own rebound, and she's in the corner. They almost left her alone to shoot a 3-pointer. Off inside to Weidman. She works off the backboard and scores it. She has done that a couple of times in this game, almost defying logic. 8 points inside. Foster misses the shot. As Unitigo tried to get back down the court very quickly, and Foster will be called for the foul. That's her second foul. 34-29, the 5-point lead by Unitigo was there at the end of the first quarter and at the end of the second quarter. And with a minute to go, they lead by 5 again near the end of the third quarter. 34-29. Anderson, well, she had a chance to go lefty. She goes into the paint, kicks it out to number 10. That's Taylor Davis with a basket. Davis with 7 points. 36-29, 7-point lead, the largest they've had in a while. It's a 3-on-2. Wessels to the corner for Foster, missed it, and Anderson in place for the rebound. 36-29, 30 seconds to go in the third. Anderson. Did she lose it, or did it go off somebody else's hands? It's a defensive deflection, and UV will take the ball. Somebody's got to take it out, and they do. It's Taylor Davis. Davis to the top of the key for Elliott. Rifles the pass into the corner, and Davis everything to outstretch to get it. Now she collects herself, shoots the ball, misses. Rebound by Reynolds with 16 seconds to go, but a steal by Anderson, driving in, and now both coaches are irate. Both coaches losing their cool a bit, and I can't blame either one of them. Jordan Anderson appeared to have a double dribble. Then she drove down the lane and appeared to get double-teamed, booted to the floor, and there was no whistle either way. So the ball on the inbounds is loose. Reynolds picks it up for Unitigo. Break for the Spartans with 4 seconds to go. Can they capitalize? Casey Manzanero driving in. And she looked like she was fouled or an offensive, one of the two. And there was no call there either. Ball goes out of bounds with 0.9 seconds to go. Menino, where will she take it? She goes right up to Reynolds. Clock didn't start with 0.9 to go, but, it all ends with no more points being scored. 36-29, UV going for the upset. They lead by 7 on senior night. Let's see if they can carry it off. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball at its best on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we got a report from the other gym, the middle school gym, that at halftime, JV Boys Unitigo had a 33-31 lead. I forgot to report that at halftime. And they probably will be done before this game gets done. 36-29, start of the fourth quarter. Robin Foster, wide open at the foul line, missed it. Rebound by Jen Elliott. They double-team her, but she still gets off a pass with a deflection to Jordan Anderson, who has pretty much controlled the tempo for the Storm. All 5 feet of her. Elliott open at the foul line as well. Her shot off the rim. Oh, Elliott snuck in there and put it back up and is fouled. While two other girls, one for Unitigo and one for Unadilla Valley, fought for the box out, Jen Elliott got in front of both of them and got the ball. I got to give her credit on that one. Oh, my goodness. Michaela Reynolds with her second foul. And now we're looking at foul situation of 1-1 if it's a non-shooting the next time. And Jen Elliott steps to the line and produces her first point with a good free throw. Second shot is good. So 2 points. Unadilla Valley is now 6 for their last 7 free throw shooting. And up ahead to Wessels. Wessels to Foster. Off the glass, good. They took their time, but got it done. 38-31. It was a 9-point lead. Their largest of the second half for Unadilla Valley. Spartans came right back and scored. Anderson to Davis. Pressure defense by Unitigo. And oh, from behind, Robin Foster knocks the ball away from Amanda Off, and the official calls the foul. And that's going to be a 1-1, so that is an impact, or it could be an impact if it's made. Because Unitigo putting on their press, and it looked effective in a turnover until the whistle blew. So Amanda Off, who has had 11 points, stuck at 11 for the longest time, she got Unadilla Valley off to the lead early on. 1-1. Shot is up, and it is good. And this is where they fell apart against Bainbridge Guilford. Missing, they were 1 for 7 in the fourth quarter. So far they are 3 for 3 in the fourth quarter here, and it's just underway. Second shot is off the mark, but an 8-point lead nonetheless for UV, trying to pull it off at home. Manzanero to Foster from the foul line, way off the mark. Ball is free and up for grabs, and it's Foster versus Anderson, and I think Robin got there a little late. She has become frustrated in the last couple of possessions. And a timeout asked for by Coach Bonskowski. 39-38 with 6:57 to go in this exciting MAC Girls contest. UV by 8. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL. There is a difference.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union. There is a difference.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Casey Manzanero, I was just checking the Unitigo ledgers. She's had double figures the last 8 games. And usually double figures in rebounds. I don't know what her rebound total is, but she has been held to just 4 points tonight. 1 field goal and 2 for 4 shooting. I think something's going to be expected of her as the last 7 minutes takes place here at Unitigo Valley. And Jordan Anderson steps up to the line to hit her first on a 1-1 with 9 points. And now 10, back-to-back. It is a 10-point lead once again. 11-1 and now 41-31. Spartans, in between that time, had a brief lead at 17-16. Cross-court to Rachel Wessels. Now inside to Manzanero. She works it off the glass, and that's what they were hoping for, was a play in the paint. She is fouled by Jen Elliott, who has picked up her third, and she's the only one, I believe, at Unitigo Valley with more than one, so quite different from Unitigo. That's only the third foul for the Storm. Manzanero off the what sounded like a loose rim over there. She got a kind roll on that one. Second shot is good. A lot cleaner that time. 6 points for Manzanero, 41-33. Still plenty of ball game left. Unitigo in a man-to-man press now. Anderson up the sideline. And off her foot, says the official, with Manzanero holding her ground defensively. It's Corin Izzard back in the ball game, replacing Jen Elliott. And so Unitigo in their away greens. Going to have to work hard to get back in this ballgame. They're going to spread the offense. And a routine pass from Talbot to Menina, broken up by Taylor Davis. 20 on the shot clock. Menina will inbound. She has not had a shot in a while. She had a three-pointer early in the third quarter. She leads Unitigo with 12. Wessels, cut off by Amanda Off. Passed into the paint. Forced, picked off by Davis. Ahead to Anderson, left side. Good, and she's fouled. Jordan Anderson, again, taking over like she did at points in the BG game with 12 points and a chance with a three-point play. Let's see who takes the timeout. It will be Coach Bonds of Unitigo. 43-33, back to a 10-point Storm lead. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
The Umsadal Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umsadal is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Umsadal hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umsadal Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
It has been a busy week in high school basketball this week with 3 very close games. On Tuesday, BG came from behind to beat the same Unitigo Valley team that is leading Unitigo by 10 right now. And that game 47-44. Sydney the very next night, led by as much as 12, held on to win by 1 against Oxford. Another low-scoring game, 45-44, with some clock issues there, shaking everybody's head. And right now, Unitigo is trailing against the team tied in a three-way tie for third. It has a chance to catch up to them. Unadilla Valley, Jordan Anderson making the three-point play attempt, misses the free throw, but she's got 12 points. And the Storm enjoying a 10-point lead with 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. It's Manzanero driving in off the glass. It will go in, and she's fouled. Boy, that was dramatic. Ball spun around the rim, the circumference of the rim, not once, but twice. Nice move in between a double team, and the foul is on Izzard. But Manzanero cannot convert the three-point play. But she's got eight. And is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 free throws, 4 for 7. Anderson, guarded by Menina. Couple of mighty mites wear number 22. Anderson, the turnaround blocked by Menina. Is she saving inbounds? She did, but Anderson got it first. Knocks over Manzanero, or knocked over by Manzanero, I should say, or Manzanero getting knocked over by Anderson, one of the two. But Anderson is going to be at the line because she was fouled by Michaela Reynolds, although, yep, that was where the contact was. Her third foul. And everything from here on in is two shots for the Storm. First one made by Anderson. And free throws right now, clearly the difference in this ballgame. And if you're looking for that kind of advantage, it's Unadilla Valley's right now. And a push on Weidman, who was trying to get inside position on that missed free throw. Her second, team's fourth, or fifth, rather. And Manzanero, up the court she comes, might have gotten away with the travel. Manzanero backing in, nice crossover dribble, goes in and draws the foul. And it's again called on Morgan Weidman, and that is her third foul, the junior with 8 points in this game. Manzanero, one of four captains for the Spartans, getting to the line for the eighth and ninth times, trailing by nine. Shot is up, it is around, and no good. Jen Elliott into the game for Izzard. 5:28 left in this ballgame. 44-35. Unitigo trails by nine. Chance to cut it to eight, and Manzanero misses both free throws, and Spartans go right into a press. Jen Elliott will bring the ball up for Unadilla Valley, guarded closely by Rachel Wessels. Nice backdoor play. Oh, traveling is the call against Taylor Davis as the ball slid up her hand and up her wrist. And she knew it. She smiled. 44-35, 5:15 to play. And the Storm, not to be outdone, they're going to put on a press. Going to make it hard for Unitigo. Can't say as I blame them. Manzanero up ahead to Wessels. Bounce pass around is Michaela Reynolds. The ball not kind on the rim. It rolls off. And the Storm make a stop. Now they've got the basketball to stretch the lead. They lead by nine. Steal by Menina, but the ball on the sideline and out of bounds off Unitigo. They're moving it back, so Spartans apparently take it over. Hard to tell what actually happened over there, but nobody argued, so we play on. 44-35, 4:45 to go. Spartans trailing by nine. Pass lofted to Menina, now in the corner. Back outside. Menina, bounce pass over to an open Reynolds. Misses inside positioning. Missed by, I believe, Manzanero. And a fight for the ball between Weidman and Manzanero. That'll be a 50-50 ball in favor of the Storm. Clock down to 4:27. Oh, my goodness. Contact all over the place. Up the sideline comes Taylor Davis. Stepping in, trying to stop her. And that is Michaela Reynolds, and she'll get called for the foul. And that is her fourth, I believe. And that's... Oh, no foul, just out of bounds. Okay. Funny how the whistle blew, and the girl who didn't get called for a foul thought she did. All right, 4:18 to play. They move the ball around. Anderson, a little eight-footer, missed it. A little contact there, but put back up by Amanda Off. As everybody looked to see Anderson hit the deck, Amanda Off decided she's just going to play ball. She hit the shot. Here comes a shot from the nowhere from Rachel Wessels. Good for two. So the 46-35 lead is short-lived to 46-37. Anderson weaving her way through traffic again. Busts in, banks it in, and is fouled. Foul on Casey Manzanero. I've got her down for just one. And so Jordan Anderson again taking things into her own. Makes the three-point play. She's got a game-high 16. Oh, wait, check that. She made the foul shot. She made the basket. That should have been all. They were about to do a second free throw. Goodness gracious. 49-37, largest lead now of 12 for the Storm. Three on one. It is Manzanero inside to Reynolds. She's fouled on the shot. Good pass by Manzanero, giving up her 8-foot shot for a close-in shot. And there's Elliott with her fourth foul. First one in Storm with that number. Two-shot situation in Reynolds. They are finding this rim very hard to shoot free throws on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Two for six in this quarter. And looks like Brittany Fairchild has checked in for the Storm. This one around again. No good. Into the corner. Saved alive by Unitigo. And a basket waved off on a travel. Good call by the official. In all the haste to see bodies moving about, there was some extra footwork. 49-37. And now it's getting crunch time for Unitigo. Menina looking in, trying to steal. And Anderson protected the ball very nicely. And we'll get the automatic two shots. Menina with her fourth foul, according to the scoreboard. So now the players who are going to foul to stop the clock are going to have to watch their personal fouls as Anderson cashes in another free throw. She's got 9 points in this quarter. Misses the second one. Rebounded by Manzanero off to Sarah Menina, who has not had a three-pointer in a long time. They might have to try that. Manzanero forcing the action inside, but basically drawing the foul. And that's going to go against Taylor Davis. She's not in foul trouble. But it's been a busy night for Jordan Anderson at the line. 11 free throws. 7 for 11. And the shot coming up here for Casey Manzanero. Now she gets it to go. And had Unitigo made most of their free throws, be a little closer, but right now it's a 12-point spread. 3:19. It's up and it's good. And a prescribed timeout by Coach Bonds and his team now trailing by 11 with 3:19 to go. You got to pull out all the stops and hope all the shots go in. Unadilla Valley going to try to keep that away from the MO on this senior night. We'll take a break. 3:19 to go. 50-39 Unadilla Valley. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invite you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Just one tie and two lead changes in this ball game. The only tie at 14-all. Unitigo had a 17-16 lead. The Storm came back to make the next shot, so the lead was short-lived. And from there, the Storm have gradually pulled away, especially in this fourth quarter, taking a 7-point lead and stretching it to as much as 13. Lead by 11 right now. Have the ball, trying to go full court with 3:19 to play. Anderson, double team. She's going backwards into the trap in the corner, and then a foul, I believe, on Manzanero. Yep, and that'll be two on her. Well, Anderson just enjoying this night for sure, and she is a junior. As the Storm, if they can pull this win, they will get to be 7-3, and the Spartans would drop to 9-2. Shot is up. This one's good. First one missed. 18 points for Jordan Anderson. And up the court comes Unitigo. Now they can't mess around with long possessions. They've got to get it going. Manita drives in off the glass. No good. Rebound by Amanda Off to Taylor Davis. Back to Jordan Anderson. Now she'll have the ball in her hand most of the time. Leaps up, throws the pass down to Amanda Off, but she's pushed. And that's going to be two more free throws as Manzanero commits her third. Anderson, been a common expression tonight. At the line. 19 points. And 20 points. Her last three made. 20 points it is. Manzanero through the defense. Bounce pass to the side for Foster. And then Fairchild right there. She got her legs caught up. Flips back. Springs up. And it's Unitigo's ball. 14-point lead. It's Manzanero wide open inside. Blocked by Off. Manita for two or three. It's a two. And a Unitigo timeout. So for Sarah Manita, 14 points to lead the Spartans, but only 5 points in the second half. Going to take another break, 53-41, 2:36 to go. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
I was just talking at the scores table about how many free throws Jordan Anderson has shot, and I got a chance for the 30-second timeout. I barely had enough time to count them. She's 10 for 15 tonight. She came into the game at 73 for 98. So she gets to the line a lot. There's a steal. Manina cross court. Throwing up there. Missed by Talbot. Rebound by Fairchild. 2:27 to go. Fairchild still dribbling. Long pass up ahead to a wide open Amanda. Off the glass. Good. Now you notice I used the word off only once, because Amanda off the glass. And I did that pretty naturally, too. And now I'm just calling attention. Oh, dear. 16 points for Amanda Off, but those 11 early points made a big difference. 55-41, still the largest lead for the second time of 14. Manzanero trying to get around Amanda Off. Drives in off the double team. Passes unsuccessfully to Courtney Bullis, who misses a shot. She's in the game for the first time. And Foster from, or Talbot, rather, from long range misses. Now they're on the ground. The ball shoveled down. Anderson scoops it up. She's not going to go near the basket. A minute 52 to go. Manina tried for a steal. Unsuccessful. Back off to Fairchild. Cranks it for three. Off the mark. Rebound. Davis. Off the glass. No good. Amanda off rebounds. Third time. No good. Davis rebounds, and it's back out for a fresh 30-second clock. Goodness gracious. Minute 34, Menina trying for the steal, and that's going to be all for Sarah Menina. Well, she gave it a valiant effort, but she had a drought of about 7 or 8 minutes of the second half where she was not able to score at all. It was her three-pointers that helped get Unitigo back into the ballgame. So Unitigo will finish up their season with a non-league game against Windsor at home Monday and a league game at Walton on Wednesday. First shot for Anderson, no good. She is 10 for 16. I'm keeping track as we go because it's going to take way too much time to count them after this game. Second shot is good. 21 points. A minute and a half to go, 56-41, and the lead grows for the Storm. Pass inside to Marissa Woodard, who's back in there, missed it. Rebound to Weidman, and from Fairchild into the hands of Jordan Anderson. Courtney Bullis guarding her. Bullis staying right with her. Driving in Anderson, though, through the double team. She missed it, and now she scoops it from a blind shot, staying alive. Anderson is on showcase right now. She is definitely the girl with the ball in her hands at the end of the game, and Brandy Backus couldn't pick anybody better. 56-41 with a minute, 2 to go. Anderson will now inbound it to off, and then off her hands, and then off Fairchild's hands, and finally out of bounds. Spartans with 15 points to make up in a minute. Mathematically not impossible, but theoretically, tough to do. Woodard is fouled as she's trying to release the ball. It winds up going all the way to the other end. So our informal Super Bowl pool tonight. Nets, the 4-1 vote, Giants over the Patriots. The lone dissenting vote by Tyler Butler, who says Tom Brady, with the same initials, will be the MVP. Shot by Woodard is no good. And Amanda Off will rebound. So 48 seconds to go. Unadilla Valley Storm fans, very appreciative of the team's effort tonight. And you got to be. They never gave up, and they kept plugging away, even though Unitigo came back from a 10-point deficit. Inside Fairchild missed. Off, one shot missed. Two shot missed. Traveling is the call. Let's turn right back over to Unitigo. So the applause you hear is not because the game's over. It's because the game is decided. A steal by Amanda Off to Jordan Anderson. She's not going to put it on. Anderson with a crossover move that made Courtney Bullis slip and fall. Big smile on Anderson's face. 5 seconds to go. Going to drive in and finish it off, 56-41, and Unadilla Valley pulls it off, not just in a close game, but in a 15-point win. Their largest lead is also the margin of victory. Well-played game by both teams. There's some ugly struggles with contact and turnovers, but Unadilla Valley, when it counted most, made the shots and made the defensive stops. Great game for Coach Backus and her players, especially rebounding from that loss, that tough loss at Bainbridge Guilford. I love to play in this gym. It showed tonight. So congratulations to the UV Storm girls. We will add it all up and come back with the totals for you. 56-41, Unadilla Valley wins this one, and now they have a chance, a real good chance, to nestle their way into the top four. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on the postgame show on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic? Boxers or briefs? Plasma or LCD? Calf or decaf?
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla?
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Just totaling everything up here before we say goodbye. And another really nice... another nice weekend of weather, first of all. And then, of course, it is Super Bowl weekend. So everybody looking forward to the big game. And the question is, what do you do on Saturday? Well, some teams are going to be playing ball, and some people are just going to be taking it easy. And for Unadilla Valley, they can bask in the glow of a terrific game. I'm just totaling things up here as I talk. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 1... 2, 3, 4, 2, 8, 9, goodness gracious, 20, 32, yep, well, at least it totals up right, and it should because I'm right next to the scorers table, 2, 4, 6, 6 and 12 is 18, all right, we are set. Where's my sheet? Here we go. Our post-game sponsor on WCDL, brought to you by MBT Bank, our outstanding offensive award sponsor. MBT Bank puts customers first every single day, and they're proud to support the area's high school athletes. MBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. By Mang Insurance, the dynamic defense award sponsor, Mang Insurance has served the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, and they also proudly support local sports on WCDL. Well, let me look at a stat that I was given by Brandy Backus beforehand. They were overall 8-4. The league mark was 6-3. Unitinga was 8-1 coming in, and 10-3 overall. Unadilla Valley now goes up to 7-3. Unitinga falls to 8-2. And of course, BG and Oxford are also in the mix. But let me look at the free throw shooting percentage coming into this game: 65%. Not too bad. 65%. Girls team is pretty good. It's good for any high school team at this point because that seems to be a lost art. But the fact that they've gotten to the line 250 times is amazing. And when I look at Jordan Anderson with 98 free throws attempted just coming into the game, she had 17 more tonight. She was 73 for 98 coming in, 75%. She's 11 for 17. Had a little bit of a slump there. Missed a couple in a row twice, but finished with 11 free throws and 17. That's the most in a long, long time for me doing high school basketball. The other night, she was 5 for 8 and had 16 points, but had a big goose egg in the fourth quarter, and that was certainly a difference maker for BG's defense. Well, tonight, Unitigo could not find a way to stop her, and the fouls mounted up, and Anderson kept going to the line, and the results speak for themselves. So Unadilla Valley pulling away with a 56-41 win. They led by 10 early on, 11-1. Unitigo got their way back gradually, took a 17-16 lead. Storm could have folded, but no, they got it back. They led by 5 at halftime. They led by 7 at the end of the third quarter and pull it to the 15-point final margin, 56-41. All right, the total points here. We talked about 21 points for Jordan Anderson, 11 for 17 at the free throw line. Morgan Weidman with 3 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line for 8. Jen Elliott was 2 for 2 from the line for 2 points. Amanda Off finishes with 16. She had 7 two-pointers, 2 for 4 from the line. 11 of those points came in the first quarter, a little bit plus. 9 in the first quarter on the way to the 16 points. Taylor Davis with 7 points tonight, 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. And a basket for Michaela Fowler in her time off the bench, and she scored 2. So 19 two-pointers, no 3-pointers. 18 for 27 from the line. Most of those, of course, from Anderson. 56 points. And let's see, they shot 65% tonight. 18 for 27, not quite there. That's actually 66%. Actually, a little bit better. 66% from the line for the Storm. For Unitigo, they had 41 points. And Sarah Menina led the way with 14 points before fouling out. She led the way with 3 three-pointers. 10 points for Casey Manzanero on 6 for 11 shooting. She struggled tonight, had just 1 point at halftime and 4 points going into the fourth quarter. Got to the line enough times, but 6 for 11, that wasn't going to cut it, and she finishes with the 10 points, though, so she did get her double figures. Robin Foster, 2 baskets for 4. Kayla Talbot with a 3-pointer for 3. Michaela Reynolds, 0 for 2 from the line. Sarah Menina, 14, we mentioned, and Marissa Woodard, 2 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line, 4 points. 10 2-pointers for Unitigo in 32 minutes, just 10. 4 3-pointers, 9 for 18 from the line, and 41 points. And they're a team that averages a little bit higher than that, closer to 50 points. I don't have my math here. I don't have my numbers to prove it, but the last few games, 47, or 57, 40, 51, 44, 53, 47, yeah, so 64. So they're averaging probably high 40s, but today 41 was not enough. Unadilla Valley with a win going away, 56-41. Time for our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and I don't think in this case there's any dispute. It's as easy as it gets, 21 points. Jordan Anderson, the ball was in her hand, 13 points just in the fourth quarter. She had 8 after 3 quarters. And we're thinking, is she coming to the forefront or what? And fourth quarter blazes. Great guns. My goodness. 14 free throws in the fourth quarter alone. She scored 2 more baskets and had 13 points total in the fourth quarter. And that's what a leader does, and that's what Jordan Anderson did for Unadilla Valley. So 21 points, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. By far, congratulations to her. And for the Dynamic Defense Award winner, we're going to go with Taylor Davis. Now, Taylor was she was assigned to Randy Conway on Tuesday night and was an effective defensive performer for Coach Backus and gave up her offense that night. Tonight, she didn't have to give up her offense. She scored 7 points. She also did a nice job guarding Casey Manzanero. So Taylor Davis and will win the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense. Jordan Anderson, the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense, a sweep across the board for the Storm. In the girls' game, varsity boys, by the way, earlier, Unitigo over UV, 68-55. So that should do it from here. Take a break over the weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl, everybody. And again, based on the Unitigo boys' varsity picks tonight, it's going to be the Giants over the Patriots. And wide receivers will be the focal point of the win for the New York Giants, according to. Hey, nice job. Nice job, Jordan. Very well. So that'll do it. And the next game, Tuesday night, Sydney hosting Green in a boys' MAC ball game. There will be standings to be decided that night because it is the final night and senior night at Sydney. So that will be the game of the night as far as the other local teams go. So let's see what happens over the weekend and between the Super Bowl and our girls and boys MAC, and our wrestling, and our bowling, and all the other sports going on, the indoor track. My goodness, it is a great time to be a high school athlete or a fan of a high school athlete or an athletic team. So congratulations to the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm tonight. Winners, 56-41 over Unitigo, and dropping Spartans to 8-2, still holding on to second place, and that's all pending the final games. That'll be settled by the middle of next week. Those top four will get to play in the semifinals on February the 15th, and the two winners of those games will play the early game at 5 o'clock on Saturday, February 18th at SUNY Oneonta. My thanks to Joe Gardner, who now will go about the task behind the scenes of putting this game on the archives, and it'll be available very soon on WCDLRadio.com. Click on the sports tab. I had to do this myself. Click on the sports tab first. Then it goes to WCDO Sports On Demand. Then you get to choose the game that you want to hear or download or whatever. It's absolutely free. We don't charge a thing. Have a great weekend and safe travels, everybody. Have a great Super Bowl. Please stay safe. Don't drink and drive. Have a designated driver. All the other safety tips that I could ever imagine. Make sure that you are back here on the weekend, after the weekend, to enjoy next week's basketball games. For WCDL Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a super weekend, and say hello to the New York Giants. Take care. Bye-bye.
Your news and information leader, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.